About the troubles of Ireland, we have had something to say already this morning. But other better things have come from Ireland than the drumbeats of trouble. And one of those things you'll find in the Pine Tree State. From Tim's sample now, here is a postcard from Maine.
Most people come to Houlton, Maine, in northern Aroostook County for one of two reasons, the potatoes or the lumber. Well, it was the lumber that drew Jay Witcher here, all the way from Southern California. What he does with that lumber is another thing altogether.
Jay Witcher shapes strong maple and walnut into the graceful curves of a harp. Harps strung with brass wire and played with the fingernails, the way harp music was played for the great kings of ancient Ireland.
When you do play this instrument, it's almost inherent in playing the instrument that you are carried back in time to some extent. And I think it's true even if you don't play it. It's a very eerie experience in a lot of ways because the sound is absolutely unique.
Patrick Ball started playing music in the Celtic tradition after discovering a wire-strung harp made by Jay Witcher.
As soon as I heard this harp, I just thought it was the most marvelous thing I'd ever run across. And I took home the first harp, first wire-strung harp I'd ever heard. And that's pretty much how I started playing it. And I haven't had an honest day's work yet.
Before he went into the business of building harps, Jay Witcher was an aerospace engineer. He even helped design the lunar module. Now, what does a lunar module have to do with an ancient harp? Well, more than you might think.
The laws of physics haven't changed over the centuries.
So some of the technology
used in the work today are used for calculating out things and like designing aircraft or missiles or whatever, or vibrating things.
And you can take that and apply
it? Use that and calculate out vibrating string instruments.
For Jay Witcher, rediscovering the sounds of a distant land and a distant time is a challenge equal to that of putting a man on the moon.
I had my hands on most of the surviving harps in Ireland, and later, you know, some of the ones in Norway.
It requires not only a musician's ear, but a scientist's precision and a detective's ability to reimagine the past.
There's a painting in one of Boccaccio's books that shows Sappho playing the harp, and that's where I got that from.
Jay Witcher, master instrument maker of the 20th century, is unsentimental about the craftsmen of the past. If Stradivarius had had power tools, he says, he would have used them.
It's not complicated, even though people think it is.
John Thompson lives in New Brunswick, Canada, right across the border from Houlton. The harp he plays was made by Jay Witcher.
You just start with one note and you've got a scale. It's as simple as that. When I first started out, I think I was the only folk harp player between Boston and the North Pole. And since then, there are now, as far as I know, hundreds of people in the New England states playing harp and also throughout Eastern Canada. I don't think there's any other instrument that gives you as much personal satisfaction in playing.
Before Jay Witcher set his aerospace engineer's mind to designing modern versions of ancient harps, it was only possible to imagine how these melodies must have sounded, played in the royal courts of Ireland by wandering minstrels. Now we know.
From the earliest times, this instrument was the sound of Ireland. all through the Gaelic times, the centuries. But then when the harp died out, the culture died out too. And so as soon as you begin to play it, you're taken back to what were probably pretty marvelous times.